This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to another Joy 94.9 podcast.
Good morning, everyone. You're listening to Gabriel King and
Jonathan Knight in London.
All right. And we're from Calling Long Distance. We're taking over your radio. Good morning. Adam, are you with us? Are you there, caller?
Thanks for joining us on our show, Adam. How's it going there?
It's an absolute pleasure to be on my show.
Okay.
How are you?
I'm mighty fine. High in sugar, low in fat.
Really?
Yeah. How about yourselves?
Actually, after my cream this evening, I'm high in sugar and high in fat.
What did you have? Krispy Kremes for dinner?
Yes, and I had a pint of ice cream for dessert.
How many Krispy Kremes do you have?
You're on a strict showbiz diet.
I am on a showbiz diet. I look fantastic. Wow. I don't know what you're talking about.
Can I get to tell you what's going on in London?
Please do.
So, the hot news is, and this is truly hot off the press, it's still steaming, that Patsy from AbFab, a.k.a. Joanna Lumley, is taking the government to task and winning single-handedly. This woman is changing government policy just by her extreme popularity. I don't know if you've heard about this story in Australia at all, have you?
No. What policies is she trying to change?
Okay. Well, do you know what the Gurkhas are?
Give us a quick explanation.
Okay, the Gurkhas are Nepali soldiers that fight on behalf of the British Army, and they have done since, you know, World War II. They do it for a salary, but also they are promised British citizenship when they finish their service, and they can come and settle in the UK for all of their years of risking their lives for it. Anyway, the government decided that they're too expensive and they're not allowed to come over here anymore, and Joanna Lumley has decided that that is not the case. And she has single-handedly taken the government to task on making sure the Gurkhas can come and settle it.
Wow.
Because she's such a fabulous, hilarious, beautiful woman, the media have just adopted her as, you know, it's her and the Queen are truly the most popular women in the country today. And yesterday, she had a showdown on TV with the government minister, and she's basically got him to agree, like a naughty school child, that he will allow them to settle in the UK. So it's been amazing.
Do you know at the moment Australia's trying to break free from the UK as well?
Oh, no, they're not.
Yeah, but
listen, you had a referendum, and you all voted to keep Liz.
You already have Krispy Kreme dollars in states. You can't borrow anything else from America, so if you're going to go free, you've got to do it completely independent.
Yeah, you've got to come up with new money, the dingo or something.
You could have koala coins and dingo dollars.
Oh man, how to diss a country and make yourself unpopular in about 20 seconds. You could have a dingo card, a gold dingo card.
Totally. You could have a panda pass card for when you're on the highway or whatever you call it.
We don't have pandas here, but I guess we could.
You're like, I'm sorry, I'm late for work. I left my panda pass at home.
He doesn't live in Japan. They didn't have pandas in Australia.
Oh, what?
You never hear a panda in a zoo called Kylie, do you? They're always called Ming Ming or Lao Lao.
All right, country number two on the way out. Let's go to Japan. Just kidding. I hope we're not offending anybody.
No.
Listen, Adam, remember, breakaway countries don't ever do well. Look at the United States. What a mistake. They were state-aid. I want to ask a question on behalf of the people of Australia to my American friend. Okay, Gabe, I would like to know, since Kylie Minogue, if there's any other kind, has just announced a US tour, if anyone in the US, A, knows, B, cares, C, is buying tickets?
I have not heard anything about that.
Okay.
I mean, oh my gosh, it's mayhem. I'm telling you, people are lining up down the streets around the corner trying to get tickets. No, I didn't know that she was going on tour.
Okay.
Are you a Kylie fan at all, Gabe?
Yeah.
Australia doing a credit crunch. How's the dingo against the dollar?
The dingo against the dollar? I don't know if your government's doing this, but our government just every week gives everyone $900.
$900? No, we give people £65. It's probably about the same amount of money. And we're about to lose our Prime Minister, and it's going to become Prime Minister Joanna Lumley. Patsy for PM.
Are you getting handouts from your government or not? Are you getting handouts from your government?
No handouts here.
Your last show is all about pig flu, I've just noticed. Who's the boy in the picture?
Isn't everything in the media about pig flu?
That's what all the jokes are about.
You know, we invented it, and everyone just copied us.
Really?
They even didn't. Guess what? No. Guess what? The first case of pig flu was in 1999.
Wow.
Here's John Little, California, knows a thing or two. It was in the U.S. and then also in Asia. And then I think it was somewhere else, Mexico.
You started off sounding really intelligent with the 1999 thing, and then it was like a bit uncertain after that.
I know. Sometimes, do you know what, Adam? Sometimes there is a spark. Sometimes there's a glimmer of something happening in there, and then it just goes.
Yeah, and then you just realize it's like a bit of glitter in your eye.
When they flicker their eyes when the family are standing around the bed. Sometimes you think they're about to wake up, and no. It's just back to flatline.
Then you just want to put the pillow back over the face.
This is a podcast from Joy 94.9, a gay and lesbian volunteer-based community radio station. For more content, please go to our website at joy.org.au, or if you're in Melbourne, tune in to Joy 94.9.
We're back on the air.
Yes.
With my guest, Jonathan Knight, from Calling Long Distance in London, and Adam Barillet in America Part 2, a.k.a. Australia.
Little America.
I'm just kidding. Hey, do you guys celebrate, both of you, do your countries celebrate Cinco de Mayo?
No, we don't.
Never heard of it.
You don't? It's a Mexican holiday. Don't ask me what it's about, but all I know is people drink a lot of beer and tequila around here. And it's on the 5th of May, a.k.a. Cinco de Mayo.
Listen, I celebrated St. Patrick's Day in Los Angeles, and I didn't meet one Irish person the whole night. The whole of West Hollywood was turned green, and everybody was drunk and rolling around in the streets celebrating St. Patty's. And I was like, what has this got to do with anything in this place? At least when I've celebrated it in the UK, I've actually been doing it with all Irish people.
I think Cinco de Mayo is like Mexican independence or something, and there's a lot of Mexicans here, so we definitely celebrate it. Do you have any kind of holidays where you get drunk and nobody else in the world does?
We'll jump on any bandwagon. We get on St. Paddy's Day pretty much.
If you've enjoyed us taking over this fantastic radio show, you can check out more of us. That's me, Jonathan Knight in London, and him, Gabriel King in Los Angeles, at callinglondistance.net.
Well, boys, thank you very much for joining us today, and we will look forward to talking to you very, very soon.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay, see you guys.
Bye.
This has been another Joy 94.9 podcast. Joy 94.9 is a gay and lesbian volunteer-based community radio station committed to providing a voice for the diverse GLBTI communities. You can support our work by becoming a member or making a donation. For details, go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.